So, Richard, it's just over the midway point of the season of the Moto3 category and the British Superbike Championship. It's your second year competed in the championship, and I suppose we'll recap on how things have been and where you're sitting at the moment. Over the last couple of rounds, you had a bit of ground to make up, didn't you?
Yeah, well, the start of the season, we had a pretty shocking start to the season with bike problems. And out of the first seven races, I only finished two of them. But after round four, you know, the championship's really turned around and it's looking good for us.
Yeah, and of course, each round, there's a couple of races in each round, and you've completed seven off the 12 to date. But what really happened in those opening number of rounds that didn't go your way? What was the circumstances?
Well, at round one, Silverstone, it was first race of the year, and you know, it's an important race. You know, just if you have a good result there, you can hope to continue it on throughout the whole season. But we had a battery failure at the first race and meant it didn't get out. And, you know, it's not no one's fault. You know, it's just the bike and there's nothing really you can do about it at the time. And so, anyway, that happened. And round two, we only had the one race at Oton Park, and off the starting line, got a good start, but the gearbox gave up and it's just, you know, a mechanical issue. And after that was Brands Hatch, and had a good first race, but second race, you know, I was lying in third position and another rider made his own mistake and hit the back of me and knocked me off. So, you know, it was a racing accident and that put me out of that race. And then, you know, went to Knock Hill and was running good there, but just silly mistakes caused me a crash. And second crash was a visor steaming up because it was damp conditions and missed my braking point and fell off again.
Yeah. So there was a mixture of stuff, I suppose mistakes that was your own fault, and then other things that you couldn't possibly do anything about. But you had to pick yourself up after all that, didn't you? And then the performances started to appear, the good performances started to surface.
Well, you know, we're getting better results now. I went to Knock Hill and got a third place, and for race two I got a pole position and a finished eighth. But it's definitely, you know, it's getting better. We're just trying to learn more about the bike also and be more consistent. But, you know, after the start of the year, what happened, you know, just sort of had to forget about all that and move on. And it's definitely looking better now. We're getting closer to the front, running up in the top five all the time. So it's looking good.
Yeah, and you're gradually moving up the championship standings as well. Just outside the top 10 now, and the championship sees over 40 riders competing. So it's even though what happened, it's still not a bad place to be.
No, well, one stage in championship I was 18th and I'm now up to 12th. So, you know, another couple of good results, we'll be in no time up in the top 10. And me aim for the finish of the season will be top 5. But obviously at the start of the season, top 3 would be nice. But just the way this season has started, you know, top 5 is now the aim.
Yeah. Who's the leader in the championship at the moment?
It's Charlie Nesbitt. He's a kid from England, and yeah, he's leading the championship and he's got a good lead in it over second place.
Yeah, you're also running a KTM bike that will be one of the most popular bikes. How's yours differ to the guys that are at the front of the championship?
No, my KTM's just as good as the rest, you know, but you can get a really good bike, but you also need a good setup, and we're still working on the setup a lot when, you know, Charlie, the championship leader, has already a good base setup from, you know, the team's got years of experience and they're put all that together and got the bike handling great. But because of the start of the season, we didn't get a lot of good sessions. So we're still, the setup's not perfect, but it's a lot better now. And, you know, hopefully if the setup's perfect, you know, they'll be a lot closer to the front and hopefully winning.
Yeah. Your team is a small team compared to the likes with Charlie is racing under, and Charlie will be involved in one of the four big outfits that's seen in the class, and they've been there for quite a few seasons. And I suppose having that support, does it give the guys at the front much of an advantage over the likes of yourself and the other smaller teams?
Yeah, well, you know, they've got all the experience when we're still learning, and every time, you know, I jump over the bike, I'm learning and the team's learning. So, you know, whenever you're up against years of experience, you have to learn fast, and we are doing a good job, but it's not till like come race that we're getting the bike handling good and the tires and stuff. So still a lot to learn, but we're getting there.
Yeah. How important is the tires on the bike? Because there's two suppliers there, Dunlop is one, Pirelli is the other. What are you running on at the moment, and maybe is there a possibility of a change at any stage in this season?
Yeah, we're running Dunlops, and Dunlop has been the best tyre most of the years, but Pirelli have brought out a new tyre, and that's what Charlie's using, and tyre seems to be good. You know, Charlie's a good rider, but he's also, you know, the tyres could be a help, and that's why he's winning, and he's finishing good results in the championship as well. So, you know, Dunlop's good, but we're thinking, you know, we can maybe change to Pirelli like next year, or maybe the last couple of rounds, but, you know, Dunlop's still good, so we haven't decided on that yet, but, you know, it's on our minds. Yep.
All the guys in the Superbikes category, two classes above you, they're all running Pirellis in the championship, aren't they?
Yeah, well, every class is Pirelli, and, you know, it's Pirelli rubber that's being left in the track, so we're the only class with Dunlop tyres, so maybe, you know, the Pirelli should stick better to the Pirelli, and that could be where he's getting extra grip from.
Yeah. So is it a topic that's talked about quite regular in the paddock and amongst you crews and riders, is it?
Yeah, it is now, because it's Pirelli's that's leading the championship. You know, if Pirelli's relying in fifth position, you know, it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be talked about as much. But whenever the guy that's beating you, you always want to go fast or faster than him. And, you know, if he's on Pirelli's, then straight away you think it's tyres, but it's not always the case, but it is looking like the tyres is the one in the races.
You're now under the team of Northwest Racing, a bit of a change at the start of the season. Richard, you have more control now over the workings of the bike. Your father, particularly Ivan, has more control in running the bike. So has the bike improved over the course of the last number of rounds, given that you have more control of it?
Yeah, we've got a lot more time to work on the bike and, you know, learn about the bike. So the setup's definitely a lot better. But, you know, you also, no point having a good bike whenever the setup's not good. And if you can get the setup great, you know, you're going to go a lot faster and hopefully win more races. But, yeah, it's definitely, the bike's better and it's a good job.
Yeah. At times, is it easier to set the bike up, given this is your second year in Moto3 at Superbikes?
Yeah, well, over the years, you learn more about it, and we were all, like, write down our setup, you know, from previous years, so, you know, and hopefully in 2017, I could look at it, my settings, and, you know, put them on the bike or improve them, and it's all, like, getting the setup gathered up and putting it all together, so you get a bike handling right.
You're still a young man, you're only 16 years of age, and I know Charlie, the leader in the championship, is a bit younger than you, and he's the support of one of the big teams, but the majority of the riders in this class are all in their 20s, mid to late 20s and early 30s, so you still have a couple of years in the guys in the rest of the field. Being younger, is there any advantage there, is there, Richard, at all?
Well, sometimes people say you can learn a lot quicker when you're younger, but, you know, they've got years of experience as well, so we're still learning, and it's good that, you know, you're young, because the younger you are, you know, you've got a lot more years to keep learning, and whenever we're out with older guys, we can learn something off them when we follow them on the track. So, you know, whenever we're at age, not everyone will be a lot better, but we should be, like, so.
Being a younger man, are you more daring? Do you take more risks, do you?
Yeah, well, some guys just go for it, you know, they don't think twice, but we also need to be, you know, realistic about it whenever we are riding the bikes. You know, we need to respect the other riders as well, but, you know, at Brands Hatch, I was line fourth on the last lap and the last round, and, you know, there was a guy in front of me, and he was only half a second ahead of me. I was like, I'm going for it this time. You know, third's better than fourth when you just have the podium ahead of you, but, yeah, just went for it and made a slight mistake and a crash, but, you know, it didn't bother me too much. Like, you know, luckily I was young, so whenever I crashed, I bunched pretty well.
Yeah. And you learn from mistakes like that, but do the older guys give you advice as well in and around the paddock and the garages?
Well, if they're, you know, everyone sort of keeps themselves, because they all want to beat you and you want to beat them, so they don't want to give away too much info, but I'm sure if you ask some of them, they're glad to help.
Yeah. Well then, Richard, what's next? You've still got five rounds to come. One of those is Caldwell Park, a circuit that you'll enjoy, because you got a podium there last year, and that's the sort of circuit that you want to lay a marker in, given that you know it so well now.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to Caldwell. You know, I got a podium there last year, and, you know, first podium was pretty great, great feeling. So it should be a good round. You know, I'm looking forward to going to it, and, you know, it is a tough track. A lot of people do a lot of testing there, and the last time I rode there was nearly a year ago. So, you know, it will be a little tough the first couple of sessions, but once, you know, get the feel of the track again, hopefully I can run at the front.
a couple other big circuits to come as well. You have to go to Holland again, to Assen Park, and then the last one then at Brands Hatch.
Yeah, Assen's a Grand Prix track and so is Brands Hatch, so looking forward to both of them. Assen last year didn't have a great run with a few bike problems from the electrics, but you know, if the bike's running sweet again and hopefully, you know, run at the front there, but it's unreal track, you know, it's still Grand Prix. It's in the Grand Prix today and you know, it's a great track to ride.
Just finally then, what do you hope to get out of the next five rounds, and where do you want to be at the end of the season? What's the targets now for the remainder of this campaign?
It's just to finish as close as I can to the front. You know, the situation, you know, it's win it or bin it. You know, I haven't got a championship, you know, when the other guys are, you know, trying to win a championship. And if you want to win a championship, you have to finish races. But I'm just going to, you know, do my best and try not to crash, but it happens and it's easy done. So hopefully, you know, at the end of the championship, I mean, I'd like to finish in the top five, and it's definitely not impossible, but that's the aim, man. Yeah, just finish races and hopefully win.
Yeah. Well, listen, Richard, thanks for coming on to talk to us again. And all we can do is wish you all the best with the remainder of the season, and hopefully it works out for you.
All right, thank you.